Blog Talk Radio.
I like that, y'all. Yeah, come on. I like that, y'all. I like that. Yeah, like, I like that.
Thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and those who are listening via cell phone or landline. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. Today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Okay, again, thanks guys for tuning in to the show. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in and comment on today's episode. Now, before we get into the episode, I want to say just real quick, now is what's October. We're coming up on the the last few days of October. What do we have? Maybe 10 days left in October. And October has flown by. But we're coming into the month of November and Thanksgiving and the holiday season. And with the holiday season comes tax time. And then, the end of the year is tax time. The beginning of the year is tax time. February is tax time. So, you know, any of you guys who have problems with your taxes, even if you paid taxes, had to pay the government in taxes last year, and need your taxes, looked over to make sure you're doing things right, give our sponsor a call. Again, that's CPA on Duty, 770-732-0244. Now, today's weather, we've had a great, great day today. Right now it's 73 in the ATL. We had a high of 79 today. Tomorrow's going to be even warmer. Tomorrow's going to be 82 as a high. Friday's going to be even warmer. Friday's going to be 83. And then Saturday we're looking at 81. So, and I don't see any rain in the forecast over the next few days. And the low is in the upper 50s and even 60 on Saturday night. So it's going to be perfect over the next few days here in the ATL. And hopefully if you are in Georgia, if you are in Atlanta, this is the weather. This is why people move to Atlanta. For not only the opportunity, but also the weather that we have here, okay? And that's my plug for Atlanta today. Today's word of the day is nocebo. Nocebo. N-O-C-E-B-O. Nocebo. Nocebo is a noun, and it means a harmless substance that when taken, patient is associated with harmful effects due to negative expectations or the psychological condition of the patient. Now, that's a long definition, but I'm going to read it again so you guys can kind of grasp it because I didn't. Nocebo is a noun. N-O-C-E-B-O. Nocebo. And the definition is a harmless substance that when taken by a patient is associated with harmful effects due to negative expectations or the psychological condition of the patient. So a substance that when taken by a patient is associated with the psychological condition of the patient. Nocebo. Okay. And I don't know if you guys want to grab that and run with it. You can, but I don't know what I'm going to do with that word. Anyway, that's our word of the day. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. You guys can call in and comment on today's episode. Now, again, because some people don't know what, you know, that I've, that my showtime has changed, but my showtime has changed. Okay. My showtime has changed. It started on Monday to 6 p.m. All right. 6 p.m. show, daily, Monday through Friday over the next, several weeks. All right. Probably going right on into Thanksgiving with this 6 o'clock start. Okay, so today's episode is entitled, "What did a woman's husband ask her to do before bed?" Now, I wanted to talk about this because it was pretty funny to me. And, you know, to see something like this, it's just, I mean, it's funny. You know, some people have these, what do you call them? Excuse me. Some people have these wild fantasies, maybe, or some people have these wild fetishes, okay? That's what I'm looking for. Have these wild fetishes that, that, you know, sometimes I guess they can't control, all right? Sometimes they can't control. But this guy, his, you know, what happened to him was he had been seeing prostitutes. Okay, he had been seeing prostitutes, and because he had been seeing prostitutes, now this is my spin on this, okay? This is what my show is about. You guys listen to my show to hear what I think about certain things, right? Remember, I know a little about a lot and a lot about a little. So this is my spin on this, okay? And this is what I believe the reason for this. So this guy has been going out and seeing prostitutes, okay? If you don't know what a prostitute is, you can look it up, all right? But he had been going out seeing prostitutes. And I assume that because of his probably frequency with seeing these prostitutes or seeing maybe a certain prostitute, now he wants to come home and have his wife to dress like this prostitute. Now, before they went to bed one night, he asked her to wear a wig, you know, some fishnet stockings or pantyhose, whatever you call them, I don't know, and come to bed. So, you know, and because of that, she asked him to leave. Get out. Now, tell me something, ladies. What would you do if your husband asked you to put on a wig and dress up like a prostitute? Now, again, I know that people have these, you know, and it's men and women. I mean, women have these fetishes or fantasies as well. So it's not just men, but women have these fetishes as well. So, but his thing was for her to dress up like this prostitute he had been seeing. So, you know, I guess this wasn't really a fetish, It's just something that he wanted. He wanted, I guess he wanted his wife to remind him of the prostitute. That's what I get from this. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, one of my listeners sent me a text and said that nocebo, which was our word of the day, nocebo, it says they put these in birth control pills. So ladies, don't forget to take their pill during their cycle. Okay, they put these in birth control pills. So ladies, don't forget to take their pill during their cycle. I mean, I don't know. You know, you lost me there. But I guess maybe it's some kind of, it says a psychological something, right? The meaning says something about something psychological, but it says it's not medicine, it's just a fake pill. Okay. Well, I don't know. I don't understand. But that was the deal. So this guy wanted to have his wife dressed like the prostitute that he had been seeing. And what I was saying, I want to know, what do you guys think about that? What do my females that's listening to the show think about this? Now, I see a few more people have just joined the show, and we're talking about what a woman's husband asks her to do before bed. Excuse me. So I'll kind of summarize what I've been talking about, and it was that the husband had been going out seeing prostitutes. And I guess, and again, I'm putting my spin on it, I guess he would see a certain prostitute. And now he comes back home and he wants his wife to put on a wig and the fishnet stockings or tights or whatever you want to call them, pantyhose or whatever, just like the prostitute, before they go to bed. So I guess he wanted to fantasize, or he's got some type of fetish that he wants to feed, and he wants to use his wife to do that. Okay? And so she told him to get out. All right. So, what I'm asking is, you ladies out there, what would you do? And again, there, you know, it isn't just women who have these fantasies. I mean, I'm sorry, it isn't just men who have these fantasies. Women have these fantasies too. It isn't just men that have fetishes. Women have these fetishes too. But, you know, this is what happened. And now, he messed up, right? And she probably want to kill him or something, because now, I guess she's thinking that, man, you've been out there with some woman since you come home, and you want me to put on a wig and some fishnet stockings and things like that. I don't do that, right? I don't do that. So why would you want me to dress like that, you know. And so, you know, again, people have their own little things about, you know, sex and all this that they like to do. And you know, hey, because he's been seeing this certain prostitute, I guess, then now she wants to, he wants her to dress like the prostitute. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in and comment on today's episode. Now, I talked a couple of days ago about the pastor in Detroit that killed a man who came into his church on Sunday wielding a brick and wanted to, you know, was, I guess he came into church threatening the pastor that he was going to hit him and hit him with the brick because he's accused the pastor of sleeping with his wife and getting her pregnant. Okay. And so now what happened is the pastor pulled out his Glock 9mm and shot this guy 5 times and killed him. You know, I've talked about this with a few different people, and it seems like now, and I know this is true, that this happens all over the place. You know, when I talked about this story, the next, you know, other people start piping up and say, you know, it's a pastor in my town who was doing the same thing. He was sleeping with this guy's wife, you know, on the side. And but he didn't know it. He didn't find out for a very long time and this and that. Then another one pipe up and talk about some pastor that they know. Okay. And, you know, hey, I don't know what to say about this. I don't know what to say about these pastors. I mean, but if you got a woman who you're married to, and she'll go and sleep with the pastor of your church, sleep with him long enough to get pregnant by him. I guess I shouldn't say long enough, because she could get pregnant on that first encounter. But to sleep with him and get pregnant by him, I mean, you know, you got to also go to her. That's where you need to be. You need to be, you know, after her with a brick. Right? Because although the pastor didn't do right, but it takes two to tango. Okay? It takes two to tango. And he, you know, he went into church with a brick, and the pastor gunned him down. Now, I don't know, you know, I don't know if you have gun-toting pastors in church, you know, now. But I believe that this guy had his pistol because, you know, he knew that this guy was after him and was going to be after him at some point about that. So I have a caller from the 404 area code. The first three digits are 3, 3, 2, and 8. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hello, my name is Michelle. I'm calling from Austell. And I was just going to comment on what you said about, you know, the husband should kind of go after the wife. And I disagree because, you know, a pastor is a man of authority. And It's kind of like, you know, the student-teacher or principal relationship, you know. I'm sure
Hold it. Carla, what are you, say that again now. I'm trying to follow you. You say you disagree?
Yeah, what you saying, the husband should take the brick after the wife in that whole pastor thing, because a lot of times, you know, they're vulnerable. You know, they look up to the pastor, and I was comparing it to, like, you know, teachers and students, a principal and student relationships, you know, someone of authority and power that they looking up to, and they might be vulnerable, so they might be going through things. And I think pastors in a lot of situations take advantage, you know, of some of these women. Now, some of them, you know, you're right, it might have been a two-way thing, but I think a lot of times, you know, people get mixed up with the word and who delivering the word, and they start, you know, putting these pastors on pedestals. And like you said at your other show, you know, they just men, and sometimes they see that opportunity, and I think that they take advantage, because you hear about this way too often. Like you said, you was talking to other people, and all of them got a story about some pastor. I mean, it happens in Atlanta a lot. It's popular pastors, and they come in front of the church, and they apologize, and 2 years later, they come in front of the church, and they apologize for the same thing with some other woman. So, you know, I just think it's, they got access, and they take advantage of their position of power and authority over some of these women, and they get caught up.
So, now I'm thinking to myself. So, you get in front of a pastor, and he's got some kind of authority over you. And he wants to sleep with you. That's, you know, how do you get to that point where you don't realize what you're doing? Well, you know, how do you get from, you know, you're having conversation with the pastor to being in bed with him? How do you lose consciousness in between talking to him and sleeping with him? How do you lose consciousness? Where's the standard of a woman? And you know, that's what I'm trying to get to. The standard of a woman. If you don't have any standards that you can go and sleep with a pastor.
I think you're missing my point. I think you're missing my point. That what I said was the vulnerability. They take advantage of their vulnerability. I mean, in order for them to even be one-on-one with a pastor to have that opportunity, I mean, they was maybe coming to them with some type of problem. They might have been grieving, hurting, you don't know what. I just feel like it's a vulnerable moment. I'm not saying that they was thinking rationally, just like this movie. I don't know if you saw it. It's called The Wedding Crasher. At one point, these guys was crashing funerals and sleeping with the folk whose husband just died. I mean, I'm sure in her right mind, she probably wouldn't have done that, but, you know, she grieving. And here this guy is supposedly comforting her, but he's just taking advantage of her. And I feel like that's what these pastors do. I mean, so that's all I'm saying. I'm not saying they might have been in their right mind. I just think the pastors take advantage, and it's a convenient situation for them to do so. That's all I want to say.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling and continue to listen to the show. Michelle from Austell. I have another caller from the 404 area code. The first three digits are 863. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Paul, what's happening, Paul?
What's going on, doctor? Talk to me.
I ain't making no noise. Hey. Some time and point, I agree with the other caller. Oh, good, we was looking up at Pastor. And Pastor was looking down at her. That's how she got pregnant. he laid hands at word and everything else. She got the wrong deal. But, you know, it's sad, man, that you can't even go to these churches now, man. without having a, you know, they even installed killing machines in some of these damn churches, man. And they passed the tree around about six times. Yeah, damn, they had to take out a mortgage loan, man, to go to some of these churches. But it's, you know, it's a sad thing about that, man. And the guy with the brick still lost.
Yeah.
Some things you get. I mean, I don't tell you how long they were married. I don't know. But stuff like that will hurt. But then how he finds out that she pregnant? She told him. And then old pastor sitting there, oh, she must have told pastor. He coming to church today and he going to have something on him. So,
well, he and the pastor had been going back and forth on social media about their situation, and like I said, I think the pastor knew that this guy, you know, knew about him and was gonna be, you know, the only reason I would think that he was toting his gun was because he thought that maybe the guy would be waiting at his house, waiting outside, waiting at the church, waiting somewhere. And he been carrying that gun for a while to see when this guy gonna show up.
Yeah, man. It's ridiculous. And then about the freak that's gonna see his old lady at some fishnet pantyhose. Kind of at odds with that, you know, I guess some people have that fantasy, you know. The old saying, love the one you with. You want to get that old freaky shit going on. Keep paying the woman that you get your fantasy from. You know. You know, when you go meet your freak, pull a hair, spank her, or pee on her, whatever the hell you like. You can't bring that home, man. Can't bring that home.
No, he can't bring on. That's what,
no,
and they
man.
Got him put out.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's somebody else. Somebody might be the same pastor. They're going to go up in the house and lay hands on her.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, shit.
Yeah.
What the pastor name? Rep Ding-a-ling, man. What they call this pastor, man?
I don't know. He up in Detroit. You know, the folks.
Yeah,
the folks in Detroit, they think a little different than we do.
Oh, okay, man. That's all I have, man. We're talking.
Hey, I appreciate your call, man. Keep listening to the show.
You got it.
All right, brother. So, so again, you know, I agree with the callers, and you know, I agree with some parts of the thing that they were talking about, and I believe in women being vulnerable at certain points, but I still can't put all the blame on the pastor. I can't put all the blame on her. You know, I blame them equally, and you know, if something like this is gonna happen between a pastor and somebody in his congregation, you know, he's going to have to answer to the man upstairs. And that's all I can say about that. And he will answer to the man upstairs. Hey, guys, that's all the time I have in the show today. I hope you guys had a good time. I know I did. And again, take care of yourselves. We're going to have some great weather this week, the rest of the week, and this weekend. But, you know, it's going to be a little cool at night, but it's going to be nice during the day. Hey, this is Frank. I'm over and I'm out. I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours.
Now won't you tell me what's wrong with love? And maybe we can fix it.
Where did we go wrong?
Now won't you? Doesn't matter who is